Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Tamil Nadu Mercantile Bank Limited's Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. S. Krishnan, Managing Director and CEO from Tamil Nadu Mercantile Bank Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening to everyone. At the outset, my sincere thanks to all my analyst friends who have joined this call at this time. I'm happy to share with you that today the board of the bank met and adopted the unaudited reviewed financial results for the quarter and the half-year ended September 2023. The performance of the bank, the results of the bank, and also the presentation has been uploaded in the sites of both the stock exchanges and also the bank website. I'm sure that my analyst friends might have gone through. In spite of the same, I will just take a very brief presentation on the performance due to the paucity of time, but at the same time, at the cost of reputation, I thought I can tell you. The total business of the bank grew by 9%, while so the deposits grew by 10% and the advances grew by 8% year-on-year. The net worth has increased from 7,384 crore, increased to 7,384 crore from 6,461 crore. Book value of the share has increased to 466 from 408. All these are year-on-year what I say. The net profit has moved to 274 for the quarter ended September 2023, against the net profit of 262 crore a year back. Incidentally, the sequential quarter net profit was also almost on the same range of 261 crore. One good thing which can be noticed is that the RAM segment of the advances portfolio, you might have been observing that the bank has been continuously focusing on the RAM segment, and the RAM segment of the portfolio has now touched 91%. The gross NPA of the bank is at 1.7, which was incidentally at the same level a year back. However, it has increased from 1.56 as on June 2023. So also the net NPA has reached a level of 0.99 as on 30th September from 0.66 the last quarter. Having said the NPA, I should also touch upon the SMA, which is a potential NPA for tomorrow. The SMA has come down substantially. The total SMA of the bank is, as on 30th of September, is 5.59%, which was 12.42% a year back. And as on June, just the previous quarter, the SMA book was 7.16%. The slippage ratio has gone up during this quarter to 0.82 because of a few high-value accounts which have slipped. It has gone up. The total slippage during the quarter is 309 crore. The credit cost has also gone up because of the same. The bank has made a provision of around 78 crore for the provisions for the NPA. The credit cost has gone up during the quarter to 0.86. However, the half-year credit cost continues to be around 0.65 for the half-year. That is how it is. The yield on advances have increased to 10.19% from 9.82% a quarter before, and it was 9.36% a year before. The cost of deposits, all of you will be aware that there is a heavy pressure on the cost of deposits, which is increasing, and TMB is not an exception. The cost of deposits of the TMB has increased to 5.78% from 5.52%. Despite the increase in cost of deposits with the yield on advances increasing, the NIM has moved up from 4% to 4.1% as on 30th September were compared with just 3 months before, that is the 30th of June in 2023. As I said, the TAM segment continues to be strong and SME has come down. With these things, I hope that coming years, there will be coming periods, the quality will be strong. We do not expect much of the slippage. As I told you during my interaction the last quarter, the guidance what we gave, we stand by that guidance. The business growth, we gave a guidance of about 12 to 15%. The trend of the bank, when we look into the second half of the year, always contributes more. With that, I'm sure that we'll be able to achieve the guidance what we gave. Similarly, the gross NPA, which we gave less than 2, we will be continuing. The net NPA less than 1, we will be continuing. I'm also happy to tell that the ROA and ROE has also gone up during this quarter. The ROA has gone to 1.89 against 1.85 a quarter back. Similarly, the ROE has gone to 15.01 against 14.8. The guidance what we gave was ROA will be 1.75 to 2, we will be able to maintain. The ROE we said about 15%, which we are having about 15.01 as on 30th of the month. So we will be able to continue those things. So this is in very brief because I know that all of you may have gone through the presentation and I will be more than happy to interact with you for any clarifications or additional information that you need. We will be more than happy to provide you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Lakshmi Narayanan from Tunga Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I hope I'm audible.
Good evening. Good evening, Mr. Lakshmi Narayanan, sir. How are you?
Yeah, good evening. I'm fine, sir. How are you?
Fine, sir. Good
evening. So, a couple of things. So, when you actually started the year, and we are 6 months down, right? Can you just call out the areas where things have exceeded your expectations? I think the senior management expectations. And things where it was below expectations and things where you could have done better, right? So, any thoughts on that, it would be helpful to hear from you.
Sure. If I have to say that for the first half year, where we, I can say that by and large we were able to, except yes, during the first half year, particularly during this quarter, there was a little higher slippage for me. That is one. That is again, the industry is like that. The second where is that the MSME growth we need to push, which we are taking all the steps. So and we hope that we will be able to increase the same in the next quarter, half, second half. That is what I have to say in a broader sense.
Correct. So is it broadly, are we tracking what we thought we would achieve in the first 6 months, or are we lagging in terms of your own internal estimates and how you thought you the year would pan out?
But by and large, we are meeting with what internally we had, because the normally the growth, that is what initial in the initial brief which I gave also, that the performance of the bank is normally more in the second half of the year. Having now we have achieved about 9% or so the growth, business growth, which I gave the guidance of 12 to 15%. And with the past experience, what we observe is that the second half normally contributes a little more than the first half. With that, we are hopeful that we will be able to achieve the business targets, what we gave the guidance to the streets.
Got it. And in terms of your operating expenditure, there has been an increase on a year-on-year basis. right? What actually led to the increase in operating expenses? Is it like a one-off thing, or what should we think about it?
No, the operating expenditure has gone up basically because one, we have also provided for the increase in the employee cost for the wage revision. We have made a provision for that. And the second is, when we compare with the year on year, we migrated to Financial 10 in the last year, somewhere in the month of August 22. So if you look into the last year, the half year, I had the depreciation only for about 1.5 months or so. Whereas this first half, this year, I have the depreciation for the full year. That is one of the reasons. So these are the major two things which I can immediately tell that which led for the increase.
Got it. Lastly, in terms of the MSME, right, which if you break it down into micro, medium and small segment, right?
Yes.
So can you just give me some indication as in what has been the growth across these segments in terms of M, S and N?
The micro has grown by 7.43% year on year.
Okay.
The medium has grown by 3.8%. And small, there is a degrowth of 7.85%. Overall, the year on year growth is 3.49%.
So one last thing, in terms of your branch opening, the target that you actually set out start of the year, I think you wanted to open, I mean, 35 branches or something. I mean, I don't have the numbers out there. How are we faring in terms of the first 6 months?
Okay. We plan to have about 50 branches during the current year. We have opened 11 branches in the first half. Another about 6 to 7 branches we have opened during the month of October. So the plan, it is going as per the plan. We are hopeful that we will be able to complete the 50 branches.
Got it. Thank you, sir. I'll come back to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Saket Kapoor & Co. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Namaskar, sir, and thank you for this opportunity. So when we look at our first half performance, the operating profit, it's more or less flat if we take the depreciation into impact at a like-to-like basis. So, other than this, your understanding is that we would be able to grow the operating profit higher than it will be an H2 versus H2. This is the understanding you are trying to, the message you are trying to give to us?
Yeah, see, the operating profit, as you rightly observed, if you look into, it will look as a flat, particularly keeping in mind the mark-to-market also, which came for this quarter. This will go up because once I'm able to, the second half, the business will grow. This is what the trend, the advances growth is expected to be more. The overall, if I have to achieve 12 to 15% on year-on-year, where I have a shortfall of around 3% in the first half, which also needs to be made up in the second half. Naturally, the second half, the performance will be far better, which will improve the operating profit than what it is today.
So you mentioned about mark-to-market. Can you dwell more on the same? What are you trying to convey? What is that mark-to-market?
In this quarter, 30th of September, around 11 crores we have provided for mark-to-market for my treasury bonds, government bonds.
Post September also, there is further hardening of the yields as we see the 10-year benchmark closer to 7.4. So there will be more likely of further mark-to-mark on the government bonds going if they remain at this level.
We have cushion for further increase. I don't expect much to be impacted, but this is one depends on the market, which we need to wait and watch. Hope that with the outlook, outlook I have is that it will soften before the end of this quarter.
Okay. And sir, if we look at your cost to income ratio, that has been on a strong uptick, sir. It was sometime in last year, it was around 40, lower than 41%. That has now shot up to closer to 47%. So what should be the cost to income, sir, going ahead? What should be the new normal? Because I think so repricing of the deposits and all has resulted into the same, or what is the key reason?
See, let me tell, the cost to income ratio has got two components, both the cost and also the income. As far as the income is concerned, the other income, as I was telling you that this quarter we had a provision for the mark-to-market, which is basically factored in the other income as per the accounting standards permitted by the Reserve Bank of India. So that has hit my denominator, which has brought down. Second is the recovery from the return of accounts was also a little lower, but I can say that the Q3 is expected to be more because already in the first this 25 days, we have got a good recovery in the return of accounts, which will improve for the Q3. So the denominator is expected to go up. As far as the cost is concerned, as I was telling that, the cost has increased. One, as you are also telling, the cost of deposits. Second is the employee cost. And third, if we compare with the year-on-year of the previous of your first half, then the depreciation on my IT assets also have gone up. But having said this, with the expected increase in the income, which I'm going to have, and I do not expect the deposit or the other cost to go up because what I have today is this one. And we, in fact, tried with the high cost for a very short period with excellent appetite management. So I don't expect that it will further go up for me. It will be almost static on this unless otherwise the market moves differently. So with these things, I expect that the cost income ratio will come down. The expectation for me is around 44% for this year.
Sir, depreciation you are happening, can you give the absolute number on like-to-like basis? What was the depreciation number for the IT asset for the small part of last year, and what should be the annual number for this year?
I will give you. Yes, my CFO is here. You right?
Yes.
Yes, sir. And then if we move to your slide number 14, no, slide number 15, therein, if you could explain to me the movement of the NPA, wherein we have written off 158 crore and there is a fresh addition of 309 crore. These are the highest numbers if we take any comparative number to for any quarter. So if you could explain the nature and the reason of the thing.
Yes. As far as the write-off is concerned, normally every year, you know that the banks will be writing off where it has 100% provision. And which we had as 100% provision, we have written off this quarter, which is about 157 crore. All the 100% provided accounts have been written off. As far as the 309 crore is concerned, about a few of the accounts, 4 to 5 accounts have contributed to this. And out of that, the major accounts are in the cotton and textiles, where the industry is bleeding. So that is the reason why it has gone to 309 crore. We expect the recovery during or recovery or upgradation of some of these accounts itself during this Q3, by which we will be able to improve the position.
And for the upgradation, sir, for a year as a whole, what are the numbers we are currently looking into? What should be the annual number in terms of the upgradation? This quarter it is 20 crore. And quarter one was 5 crore. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I will give this subsequently exact number because what happens is this quarter what slippage we had was not initially envisaged, but now all the recovery measures have been taken. So I will give you the corrected, I mean, the updated up-to-date numbers by in the due course. However, we maintain that our gross NPA will be maintained below 2.
Right. So there was some change in the RBI norms pertaining to the unsecured loan also, and some tinkering was there for the small and medium account also. So what could be the likely impact, sir, going ahead?
See,
Yeah.
What is now is only the reports which are available in the media. RBI is yet to come out with the guideline. But what is expected is the RBI is more concerned on the unsecured, which you also rightly said. They are more concerned with the unsecured credit. I have to say that the unsecured credit of the bank as a whole itself is about just about 1% or so, not much. We don't have much of the unsecured. So this is the bank which has got full collaterals and other things. So this will not have impact on PNB.
Right, sir. A small point on the unsecured part. We heard of a leading bank today in their media interaction that they have even provided unsecured loans to the salary account holders only, so that they have the cash flow matched to in case of any delinquency. So how have we secured ourselves even in this unsecured portfolio? Meaning, what safety nets have we created in case of any fallout going ahead, even if it is a 1% of the total book?
No, what I'm telling is unsecured for me is very, very minuscule. And we are ring-fencing the cash flows. Wherever it is possible, we are ring-fencing the cash flows. So we don't expect anything. RBI expect that they may come out with additional risk weight for this. That is what I expect when they come. As the total quantum of my unsecured is not very material, I don't expect that it will have impact on us. As far as the recovery is concerned of those assets, like any other asset, we are continuously following up. Wherever it is, we ring-fence the cash flow. You can very well see that my SMA has come down substantially from 12% and odd to 5.5% in this quarter. So that itself demonstrates that we are able to contain the slippages, except for few of the accounts which had problems because of the industry.
Thank you, sir. Sorry,
depreciation number. No, sir was giving me the depreciation number. Only the depreciation number I'm coming in the queue. You please come up with that depreciation number on the IT assets and I'll join the queue.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Aniket Redkar, who's an investor. Please go ahead.
Very good evening, sir. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Aniket. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. May we request you to use your handset, please?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, sir, I have a few questions. So,
yes.
My first question is basically what measures are taking bank is basically taking to guarantee enough liquidity in the event of this unforeseen difficulty? And how we are managing this liquidity position currently?
Okay. See, we do not face any liquidity position. We have surplus SLR. We have surplus SLR. So we don't have any such liquidity problem with us.
Okay. And sir, in the light of this most recent incident which cost us around 9,000 crores, so how is the bank protecting this customer privacy and mitigating this cybersecurity risk?
Okay. Let me say that this has nothing to do with the cybersecurity. What happened has nothing to do with the cybersecurity. It was a technical glitch because of which this wrong credit has come. Now what we have done is we have done a root cause analysis as to what and how it went wrong. And we have plugged all those things, put in place the system that it doesn't recur anymore. Proper checks and balances additionally have been put in place. So we hope that this will not recur. So this is what we are protecting the customers. And the reconciliation team was so sound and robust that within 15 minutes, we could able to immediately identify and take actions to reverse the amount.
Okay. And sir, can you throw some light on this digitization thing that in terms of this technology related project that we are taking to improve our customer satisfaction and operation effectiveness?
Okay. See, what we are doing is, as far as the digital front is concerned, the bank has almost all the digital products for a normal day-to-day operations, be it by way of mobile, be it by way of net banking, and the UPI, all those things, and UPI Lite also we are in. In addition to that, now what we are doing is that we are enhancing the features available in the mobile banking. Second, I am also trying to work out on the digital platform for my customers who wants to avail the credit facilities on end-to-end. To begin with, we are working for the MSME sector on the one hand. On the other hand, for the retail, we have already digitized for products like the home loan, where it is having a digital journey, but the customer interface is to be given for that. MSME, very shortly, we will be giving for customers who want a digital journey, they can have. They can also have the assisted journey. That is what we propose. We have entered into an MOU with one of the renowned technology fintech who is providing these things. We expect that in a couple of months, we will be able to make available these services to our customers. So they will have the delight and comfort of banking from the place where they need. The mobile banking also, we now both on the mobile banking and net banking, we also now take for opening of the accounts, I mean the deposits, and also availing the loan against that. These are some of the features which we propose to give very shortly.
Okay. And can you give the future outlook about the bank for the full year?
Future outlook of the bank for the full year is, as I said, the guidance which we gave, we stand by that. The business growth will be around 12 to 15%. The NIM will be above 4%, which we demonstrate. The ROA will be from 1.75 to 2%. ROE will be above 15%. The gross NPA will be less than 2%. Net NPA will be less than 1%. And the cost to income ratio, I expect around 44%. This is what we expect. The slippage ratio will be less than 1%.
Okay. And what is our stress asset ratio currently?
Pardon?
What is our stress asset ratio?
Your voice is not very clear. Can you repeat?
Stress ratio? Stress asset ratio, sir.
Credit asset ratio.
Hello?
No, you are asking about CD ratio, credit deposit ratio? Or you are asking about the capital adequacy?
Yes.
Capital adequacy is around 26% for me. And the CET1 alone is around 23%.
Okay. Thank you. This is from
24%. CET1 is 24 and overall CRAR is 26.
Okay. Got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Nihal Mehta. Before we take the next question, may a reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Nihal Mehta, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening.
Very good evening, sir.
So, in terms of your company's revenue, could you highlight on some of the important growth drivers? I have noticed some changes in terms of your profit margins also. So could you highlight on that part?
No. What I expect is that if you look into the growth in advances, we have grown, as I said, in the RAM segment. And amongst the RAM segment, if I look into, we are growing more on the gold loan, which is fully secured. which is fully secure and have a zero capital. So we expect that it has a good potential, particularly in the area where we have more concentration. So we will be able to do that. And we have also taken up a transformation project on the MSME, which I told in the last meeting when I met. That is taking a good shape. We have set up the MSME hubs at about 14 places, right? Eight places. We have set up at 8 places, the MSME hubs, where we have posted a very experienced seasoned officer as the executive as the in charge, and we have also posted the relationship managers and the credit analysts. Thereby, I will be able to reduce that tax. On the other hand, as I was telling just before, that we are also working on digitizing the lending platform, which will bring the underwriting standards uniformly and also ensure that the underwriting is not compromised, because now I have segregated the branch, which is a delivery point, from the underwriting. It is centralized for these MSMEs. So this will ensure my quality of underwriting, and which will result in ensuring the asset quality over the period of time. So these are some of the drivers which will help the bank to improve the income into days to come.
Okay, sir. Recently, I also read a news article about the 9,000 crore mismanagement that happened. The money was transferred to somebody else's account. So how are you ensuring that, in terms of data privacy and any such kind of relevant risks that should not happen in the future? So are you taking any steps?
Fine. Just now I answered this question, but still I will repeat it. This has nothing to do with cyber security or data leakage. So it does not relate to any of these things. The question of data privacy doesn't arise here. This was a technical glitch because of which wrongly the amount was credited. As I was telling, my reconciliation team is very, very robust and they are very alert, which they have detected this within a shorter span of 15 minutes, and we could be able to reverse the same. Having said that, we have done a thorough root cause analysis of this incident, and we have increased the control mechanism. We have plugged the holes so that these type of mistakes doesn't recur again. That is what I have to say.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you for that. And a last question from me. In terms of rate of deposits and loans during the quarter, do you see any? Could you highlight how it has grown over the period?
No, the cost of deposits in the industry, if you look into, is moving northwards. There is heavy pressure on the liquidity. Somebody was asking about the liquidity, either you or before you. Because of that, there is increasing cost of deposits. We cannot be an outlier, so our cost of deposits also is increasing. No doubt on that. Having said, we are able to demonstrate that we are able to realize the yield on advances proportionately, which is demonstrated, which is very visible from the fact that my NIM, net interest margin, has increased during the quarter by 10 bits from 4 to 4.10. So we are able to pass on this increase.
All right, sir. Thank you so much, sir. That is all from me, and I wish you the very best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Supan Parekh, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir.
Very good evening.
Yeah, hi. Actually, I've seen like you open new branches like in the month of October, like 6 new branches, and overall around 19 branches over the period of 9 months. So just wanted to know, like, what was the total revenue generated from these new branches
See, these branches will take little time to stabilize and also the break even. In fact, if you look into the banking, a branch, if it is able to break even in a period of about 2 years, is a very good sign. And I expect that we will be able to do that. I can share with you, I don't have right now the revenue generated by these branches, but I can tell that the CD ratio of these branches are very good, indicating that the advances are high than the deposit. I have branches whose CD ratio is as high as 200 plus. So these branches will be generating a good income to me, and most of these branches are lending on a very secured manner, either by way of the gold jewel loan or by way of a home loan, fully secured. As I was telling that the bank's total unsecured itself is very low. So these branches, I expect that they will be able to contribute reasonably good even in the first year of the operation.
Okay, sir. And also want to know, like, how many new branches are you like expecting in this fiscal year, by the end of the fiscal year?
Yeah, I plan to open during this year overall 50 branches.
Achha, then we have almost like 19 till now.
Yes, yes.
Okay, okay, sir. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is a follow-up question from the line of Mr. Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Co. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity again, sir. If you could provide then now the depreciation numbers, if you are it's ready with you. And again, sir, coming to the granular details of the growth which we are anticipating for H2, which sectors will be contributing towards the incremental business and incremental, therefore the interest income going ahead? As the H2 must be much higher than what H1, then only we can grow at 15%.
Yes, you are right. My focus for the growth in the H2 will continue to be on the RAM segment. The MSME is expected to pick up. The MSME growth in the first half was less. MSME is expected to pick up. Even the industry as a whole, there is uptick in the credit offtake for the MSME. So we will be able to capitalize that. As I was telling that the BPR, Business Process Engineering 1, which we have taken a project, which is taking a good shape, so that is expected to yield a good result for me. I will be also continuing to focus on the retail. When I say the retail, it includes the gold jewel loan, both in terms of the agriculture and also the non-agriculture, and the home loans. These are the focus areas where I will be focusing, which will be enabling me to achieve the targets which we have imposed on ourselves for the current fiscal. As far as the depreciation is concerned, I will give you 1 minute.
And sir, also please provide us a ballpark number on the dispersal of loans that is anticipated for H2 in comparison to what H1 has been, the loan dispersal.
Yeah, I will loan dispersal. 1 minute, I don't know whether I have right now. Otherwise, I will request expected dispersal.
Yeah. This depreciation on the IT is around 6 crores.
6 crores. Okay, that's not a big number.
Yes,
on the dispersal part. And so then when you were explaining us, rather giving us a number on ROA and ROE and NIM. I think so last year you did caution us that the ROA of 2% were extraordinary numbers and we will be settling somewhere lower. We exited Q2 at 1.89. So for the next half, we will be lower at 1.5 to 1.5 to 2.
Definitely not. Our ROA still, I maintain that for the year, we will be having 1.75 to 2.
Okay. I think the first half...
And we will be able to do that.
The first half is above 1.85.
Yes. So, definitely we will go to 2. We give a range. of 1.752, right. It doesn't mean that it will come down.
Right. And for the NIMS also, it will be northward of 4%?
It will be above 4. We said above 4, we will maintain that.
Okay. Okay. And sir, about the slippage part, sir, what portion of our loan book is towards the corporate sector, sir? And you spoke about one account in the textile segment slippage.
Yeah. Total corporate today is just 9%.
Okay. Absolute number, sir, of the loan book amount sanctioned is?
Yeah, around 3,000 crore.
Okay. Okay. And so the key sectors where the same dispersal is?
Pardon?
Which are the key sectors to whom that loans have been disbursed? The 3,000 crore?
No, 3,000 crore is spread across different sectors. So I don't expect much of on that. If I look into the SME book, which will give SME, I have total SME in corporate is just 250 crores.
Okay. And no, sir, you spoke about one textile account for this quarter. What was the total?
About three to four accounts, not one account. One account is a bigger one. And others are relatively bigger, but lesser than that. So they are all in more cotton one. That hit me this quarter for the higher slippage.
Okay, and we have fully provided for them for these accounts?
So we have provided as per the regulatory. In fact, my provision is little more than the regulatory requirement.
Okay, and these are all
secured substandard. 15% is sufficient as per the regulatory requirement. I have provided 25%.
We have provided for 25%.
Yes.
Okay, and so these are all southern-based yarn companies. Manish, can you give more granular details? Because I think so, these accounts may fall out also going ahead since the textile market is still in doldrums.
No, the slipped accounts are spread. One major is in the southern. And one is in the western side, like that.
Okay. So, sir, thank you for all the replies. Sir. So, we can summarize that H2 will look better in terms of profitability for the bank as a whole. We would be posting, we are in the likelihood of posting a higher operating profit for the second half going ahead.
Absolutely.
And thereby, this last year number of 1,573 crore operating profit. We are looking at a growth number higher than that of that is in the likelihood of 10%. We can look forward the growth in the operating profit.
Yes.
A 10% growth in the operating profit for the year as a whole.
Yes.
Okay. Even after factoring in the flat number for H1, so that we have to grow higher than 10, then only we will be
matching. Absolutely. So when my business also grows higher than in H1, naturally the operating profit also will grow.
Right, sir. And for the dividend distribution part, sir, what is the dividend distribution policy? If it is a coded one, then I'll go through it.
No, we follow the RBI guidelines as to the dividend distribution. So we don't have anything other than that.
Okay, sir. And sir, for any other than that, shareholder value creation, because we are a very new listed bank in the space, and currently at a book value of around 462, where the banking space offers, there are other players also that are offering better valuation. So what steps are in the anvil? How can we create further value for your existing shareholders also and for the shareholders who can become shareholders going ahead. So,
Saket Kapoor, may I request you to rejoin?
Yeah, I've completed my question. It is up to sir to answer. Thank you. I hope I made my point, sir. Now, so please reply.
Yeah, I have noted.
Yeah, any comment you want to give, sir?
No, see, if you look into as far as enhancing the value of the shareholders is concerned, if you look into this, the bank which is consistently paying the dividend, because why I am touching the dividend is, that was also touched by you about the dividend policy.
Yes.
If you look into the history of the bank, it's the bank which has paid the dividend every year, except one year where the Reserve Bank of India stopped all the banks in making their payment of dividend. But for that, the history shows that the bank has been consistently taking care of the shareholders, has been paying the dividend. And if you look into the net profit, the profit earned by the bank every year, which ultimately goes to the net worth of the bank, nothing other than the shareholders' fund, which is continuously increasing. And if you look into the strength of the bank on the balance sheet side, I have to say that the asset is highly distributed with less vulnerability for any shocks, which we will not be having. In addition to that, we also have the additional provision of around 250 crore as on 30th of September towards any contingencies which can come. So when the COVID came, we started creating that. So today we have around 250 crore as a provision for this.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Our next question is a follow-up question from the line of Mr. Lakshmi Narayanan from Tunga Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, if you look at the outside RAM, there has been a decline in the non-RAM. Right? Was it a, you know, why it declined? Is it because we have the lost customer or it was a conscious call to, you know, reduce the assets on that side?
No, we have not lost the customers. We have not lost the customers. But as I said, yes, we are very, very, this one, in expanding the corporate. So, we take a very conscious call and we pick up a good rated and this one. We have not lost any customers which I can tell who had availed with us. They availed as and when they require. But as far as going into any consortium or anything, we are very, very particular choosy. That is the reason that the corporate credit has not been grown.
Sir, if you look at your broad growth numbers, how much actually comes from your existing customers and how much is coming from new customers or who are never banked with you, how many customers you think you are losing to the competition or they are actually moving out? Have you done any analysis?
So we have done the analysis as far as what we lose and also what we gain. It is true that we have been losing little more earlier, but recent times we are able to take over from others. Also, what we lose has come down. More particularly, this is you know that there is healthy competition with which we are able to. Their pricing is rationalized, so we are able to retain their customers. And
so
what
of
we
your growth is usually from your existing base. So you're looking at 12-15% growth on the advances side.
From the existing customers and the new customers will be around 45-55 like that.
Got it. So your new customers will be around 55% of your
your
growth.
Yes.
Got it. So in terms of the NPA addition of 300 crore plus, right, you mentioned something. Can you just repeat it? Because I just didn't capture that.
No, 300 crore, there is an addition because during this quarter, about 4 or 5 big accounts, I should say, of which one is around 170 crores or something, approximately. And all these are belonging to the cotton and textiles, which the industry is doing bad because of that itself. But all these accounts are fully secured. We have been taking steps. I expect that there will be recovery or upgradation in this.
And this account, was it the first time they got into such issues or they have been, you know, what has been the history of this account?
No, they are banking with us for a long time. It is not a new customer. They are banking with us for a long time. And because of the industry problem, they could not absorb the shocks, which the account turned to be NPA.
Got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Our next question is from the line of Rohan Mehta, who is an investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hello. Good evening, sir.
Very good evening, sir.
Some of the questions I had have been answered, but you touched upon earlier about the branches that have recently been opened and plans to open around 19 odd new branches in the future. So if you could just shed some light on if you have any regions in mind specifically where the new branches would be opened, and the management's vision over the next 2 to 3 years in terms of geographical reach of the bank across India. If you could shed some light on that, it would be helpful, sir.
Okay. See, as totally we plan to open about 50 branches during this fiscal. In fact, a similar question earlier also I have said. What I have said is the bank is looking into the potential centers where we will be able to get a good business and also spreading to the different geographies. But we make a thorough analysis of the potentials available, keeping in mind the philosophy of the bank, the strength of the bank, and then we go for the expansion. So that is how it is being done. We will be, in the next 2 to 3 years, we expect that we will be having expanded reach in almost all the parts of the country. Thereby, we will be able to make it as a pan-India bank.
Okay, okay, sir. That's great to hear, sir. So also, is there any strategy in place to keep NPA levels at as minimum as possible?
Yes, so the strategy is, I said we will be keeping the NPA number at below 2. That is what the guidance I gave. We will be able to maintain that. We have a very strong monitoring team who are able to monitor on a day-to-day basis almost all the accounts, irrespective of the quantum. It has been distributed at the regional level and also at the HO level. We handhold the branches. The officials at both the region and the HO, wherever needed, they even directly interact with the customers, understand the problem, and we are able to, with the close monitoring, we are able to arrest the slippages.
And sir, what would be the current stressed asset level ratio at present?
1 minute. I think I have given a stressed assets ratio in the presentation. I will just tell you. 1 minute. My stressed assets ratio stands at 3.23%.
Okay, and it's likely to remain at similar levels for the entire...
It will continue to be, or it may even come down because I don't expect much. So, if you look into the last 3 quarters, it is almost flat. It is around 3.19, 3.2 or 3.23, like that, it is almost flat.
Understood. Okay. Just had one last question, sir. If you could give your opinion on any regulatory developments that are expected that might impact the banking sector in general or our bank's operations in the near future.
So the regulatory, this one, again, question of, you said that the expectations. The expectation is that there may be an increased risk weight for the unsecured loans. And as far as my bank is concerned, my unsecured portion is very, very minuscule. So I don't have any impact. I don't expect any impact for my bank.
All right. All right. Okay, sir. Thank you so much and all the very best. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question of our question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. S. Krishnan for closing comments.
Thank you. Let me thank all my friends, the analysts, who took the pains of joining this conference call in the late evening. My special thanks to one and all. My special thanks to the arrangers who made it an excellent one. And hope to meet you very quickly. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. On behalf of Tamil Nadu Mercantile Bank Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.